here someplace. Oh, hi. Something is really stinky, and this clown nose of mine is saying enough already. Oh, I don't think so. No clown wears diapers around here anymore, Molly. Thank goodness. Oh, I don't think so. What am I saying? We don't have dust bunnies. No, we don't. No! Enough! Stop! We can't get into our dust bunny discussion right now because... Something is rotten in Clown Town, and I've got to get to the bottom of this. Ooh, look, Molly, a beautiful scarf. What? Help me out here, Molly. Okay, pull! Ooh, pull! I think I found the stinky smell. Here, smell this. It's my old clown sock. Oh, now where did it go? Under the couch with... Please, Molly. I don't think so. We don't have dust bunnies, and I am going to prove it to you once and for all. Yes, I am going to push the couch out of the way and show you that there is nothing under here, except a stinky old sock, that is, and maybe a few lost crayons. Okay, just a little heave-ho ought to do the trick. Push! 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 It won't budge! I know! I'll pull the couch out of the way instead! Okay, and pull! 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 Whoops! A bandage? I don't think I'm hurt, Molly, but I better check. No, I don't need a bandage, but my back is a little stiff from all that pushing and pulling. I could use a good stretch. I really hope this works. And ready to show this couch who is boss. Something to help me move this big, uncomfy couch. Oh, a dinosaur would be good. Yeah, it could move the couch out of the way with one flick of its big tail. Unfortunately, there haven't been any dinosaurs around for 150 million years. Any other suggestions? An elephant would be good, too. Yeah, it could move the couch with its long, long trunk. You don't know where I could find one, do you? Eh, me neither. Well, there must be something in this couch that can help me. Let's see. Oh. Nah. Oh, what? Look, Molly, a kite. Hey, I've got a big idea. We could fly the kite in the air and then tie the string to the couch and the wind could pull the couch out of the way. Yeah! Okay. Only one problem. No wind. Forget it. Oh, this rope will be perfect to pull the couch. Huh. I'm going to move this couch if it's the last thing I do. There. What's that smell? Oh, yeah. My sock. Ooh. Okay, I'll stop for just a minute, just to rest. But I'm not quitting. No way, Jose! Oh, there's that smell again. Oh, my sock! Phew! I think I'll take it outside for a little fresh air. Hey, I know. While I'm out there, I'll ask Granny and Major Bedhead to help me move the couch. Yeah, it's too big a job for me to handle all by my little old self. Come on! Oh, it is so nice to be out in the fresh air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look, there's Granny and Snigglefitz.
Uh-oh. I wonder what's going on.
Oh, bless you, my little snorky Fritz.
Hi, Granny. Look at you. You're all dressed up.
Yes, I have my fancy Nancy going to town clothes on.
Oh, you do? Why?
Because I have to go to Clown Town right now to get some Beet Eater's tonic.
Beet Eater's tonic? What for?
This here cat. It's a special medicine to build the blood and make you strong. He's not feeling very good. My little pierogi puss went overboard.
What do you mean, Granny?
Snickle Fritz didn't know when to say enough already. He lost his catnip mouse toy, so stayed out all night in the cold searching for it. Now his nose is full of sniffles and sneezes.
Oh, no.
None of my home remedies have worked.
Aw, Snickle Fritz.
Oh, gee. Oh. Oh, Lunatka. Huh? What is that stinky smell? Pui.
Oh, sorry, Granny. It's just my old clown sock. I brought it out for some fresh air.
It certainly could use some.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let me take care of it for you.
Oh.
I don't want Snickle Fritz getting any weaker than he already is.
Thanks, Granny.
Ooh.
Oh, listen, is there anything I can do to help Snickle Fritz?
Oh, that would be good. Will you look after Snickle Fritz for me while I'm gone?
Oh, of course I will.
Thanks, Lunette. Oh, don't worry. Granny will get you better in no time. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Oh, go, Granny, go.
Oh, package for Lunette the Clown. Special delivery package for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, Major Pet Hat?
Oh, Lunette, is that you?
Oh, of course it's me. Who else would it be?
Well, I don't know. I can't see a thing.
Oh, Major Bedhead, what are you doing trying to deliver so many packages? With them piled so high, someone could get hurt.
It's a contest.
What do you mean?
Well, the courier who delivers the most packages wins free tickets to the Clowntown Circus.
The Major Bedhead, the tickets are always free.
They are?
Yep.
Oh. Well, maybe I did get carried away a little.
So, which one of these packages is for me?
Oh, here it is. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Thank you. Oh, it's from my Auntie Macassar.
It is? What does she say?
Let's see. Dear Lunette, I am sending you a little something from my job here at the Catnip Mouse Factory.
It's my job to stick the red nose on each mouse as they pass by on the conveyor belt. But last week, I think I overdid it. I worked a double shift. It was hard to stay awake. I was too tired, and I started to make mistakes. I was putting noses on the mice where nature never intended them to be. When I looked at what I had done, I realized it was time to say, enough already. So, I shut down the line and took a little nap.
I'm sending you this package to remind you that it's important to do your best, but you've got to know when to say enough already. Oh, love your Auntie Macassar.
Gee, I wonder what it is.
Well, let's open it and find out.
What is it?
Oh, well, it's a cute little catnip mouse. Just the perfect thing to cheer up old Snickle Fritz.
Why, is he sad?
He's not sad, Major Bedhead. He's sick from being out in the rain all night looking for his favorite toy.
Oh, I guess he's been overdoing it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Snickle Fritz, look what I've got for you.
It's a catnip mouse, your favorite.
Oh, now, Snickle Fritz, don't overdo it.
Hey, here comes Granny.
Oh, dear. Gosh. I think she overdid it.
Oh, it's okay, Granny. Oh, it's okay.
Boy. We got you. Oh,
we got you. Careful.
We got you.
Careful.
We got you. Hang on. Oh, Granny, are you all right?
Oh, I feel faint. Oh, yoy.
Snickle Fritz.
Oh, I'm all right, Lunetka. I'm just not as young as I used to be. Next time, remind me never to wear these high heels when I have to go to Clown Town in a hurry on such a hot day.
What happened, Granny?
Oh, Bedhead, I got so tired along the road. I had no water, and the sun was so hot, I felt like a potato pancake in the frying pan. I was so worried about my little snorky vest. I pushed myself too hard. Oh, boy, did I learn a lesson.
What?
Enough already, you're running out of steam. You've pushed yourself to the brink of splitting at the seam. Turn the gas out, you're gonna pass out. Learn your limits, keep it steady. You've pushed it to the brim and it's enough already. I think you're ready to cash in your chips. You've tried the somersaults, now you wanna do the splits. You better relax, you're gonna split your slacks. Take a break, keep it steady. That's all I can take and it's enough already. Oy, I pushed a little too hard. The sun was beating down. I nearly dropped to the road on my way into town. Not a drop of water in sight. I pushed with all of my might. Oy, I better take a break. Keep it steady. That's all I can take and it's enough. Already.
Here, let's...
I'm okay. Oh, and look who else is all better. But take it easy, you're just getting all better. Enough already. That's my important lesson for today.
Mine too.
You know, Granny, I learned that lesson too.
You did? How?
Well, I was trying to move the big comfy couch all by myself. Pushing and pulling!
Whoa, that's a big job.
Oh, I couldn't do it, so I came out here to get you two to help me.
Whoa, that's an even bigger job.
Oh, don't worry. It was a silly idea in the first place. That couch is just too big to move. Oh, I think it's time that I say, enough already! Yes, and leave that couch where it belongs.
Good thinking.
I think it's time I said enough already, too.
You want to push a couch, Bedhead?
Oh, no, I was trying to carry too many packages on my unicycle. It just wasn't safe. Can I borrow your wheelbarrow?
Of course you can.
Oh, thanks, Granny. That'll be a lot safer. Well, I better push on.
Well, bye, Major Bedhead.
Bye-bye, Bedhead.
Well, Granny, I better get going, too. Molly will be wondering what happened to me.
Goodbye, Lunette. Thanks for taking care of Snicklefritz for me.
You're welcome, Granny.
Time I took some of this Beet Eater's tonic myself. You can't beat the beet, that's for sure. You know, when I'm feeling all better, I think there is something out here that needs a good scrub. Leave your stinky sock here, Lunette. I'll wash it up for you.
Oh, thanks, Granny. Bye-bye. Let's go. What's this I see? There's a pirate on my couch! I know it's really you, Molly. I was just pulling your leg. But if you're going to be a pirate, then so am I! Oh! Aha! Avast ye hearties! Arr. Now we need our pirate ship. Aye, Captain Jolly, time to raise the sail. Arr. Ahoy, it's the HMS Bouncy. Now hear the story of that famous pirate, Jolly Molly. Jolly Molly was a pirate. Her first mate was Lunette. Aboard their trusty pirate ship, some gold they hoped to get. The sky was clear when they set sail. The sea was smooth as ice. Their pirate ship had handled well. This trip would be quite nice. But then the sea began to swell. The waves began to grow. The sky grew dark and filled with clouds. clouds. The wind began to blow. Their pirate ship was pushed and pulled. They hung on to the mast. "Pull down the sail," the first mate cried. "This trip could be our last." Heave and ho and a yo-ho-ho, ho, Lunette pulled down the sail. But then beside their pirate ship appeared a great big whale. The whale, he smiled a playful grin. He did not mean them harm. He flipped his tail and pushed their ship far away from the storm. The skies then cleared, the wind died down, the sun began to shine. It's time to look for pirate gold, that treasure will be fine. Molly pulled out the treasure map, it really was quite old. Look for an X, it marks the spot where we'll find pirate gold. Lunette looked through her telescope. The X should be quite near. Their pirate ship bumped into it. It looks like we are here. Jolly Molly dove overboard to have a better look. Down she swam to a treasure chest, and she attached a hook. Lunette began to pull and pull. Up came the treasure chest. Out of the sea and on the deck is where it came to rest. Molly pushed open the chest lid, and much to their delight, it was filled with jewels and gold that sparkled in the light. They covered themselves with treasure, put gold chains on their neck. They danced and sang and clowned around on the pirate ship's deck. After dancing around the ship, they were not too steady. Exhausted now, the pirates cried, "That's enough already!" They put it all back in the chest, pushed it into the sea, waved goodbye as it sank from sight. Then they had some tea. Jolly Molly had realized gold was not the measure. The trip to find the pirate chest really was the treasure. Pushing gold back in the sea, it may seem like folly. But now other clowns can have fun, just like Jolly Molly. The end. Looking for pirate treasure can be very tiring. I think it's time we had a nice little snuggle. Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! What a day! Lots of pushing and pulling and yo-ho-hoing, but now I feel like sailing. Sailing off to dreamland. Thanks for coming over. It was really nice to see you, and I'm not pulling your leg. Well, I don't mean to be pushy, but now it's time to say enough already and have a little nap. And the clown jumped over the moon.